Record of the year. Live performance of the year. Vocal performance of the year.
I wanna thank you for giving me time to breathe. Like a rock.
Sing it,
Beyonce. While I got it together.
Rock album of the year.
Baby, you know better.
Rock song of the year.
And I knew my love.
R&B hit of the year, baby.
Let it go.
Best black vocal.
Like that's how you know. It's what keeps on.
Best
it's
heavy metal single of the year.
If you're ready, you're willing to give me more than what a girl wants.
What a girl needs. Whatever makes you happy.
Roth Radio, extra large, first thing in the morning, baby. Whoa. We're up for a lot of categories, aren't we? This is amazing stuff here. Be young, be bad. Put him up there in the mix there, Holmes. Oh, he's got that sound. Tuesday, beginning of the weekend. David Lee Roth, large in charge. So large, I need a barge, Marge. That sounds good in the back there. It's just one-man band. This is what we call extreme karaoke, huh? Hey, is she still dancing? Listen to that. Put the track up. Go ahead, Brian. Play with it, man. Play with it, brother. That's live, baby. Let me share with them what's going on. Stop playing there for a second, Be Young. Be Young is Brian Young. He and I have been playing together in the rock and roll world for a number of years here. And what I did is I took all my loops. This is all my music in the background. Everything that you hear, all the loops, all the intros, all the language groove, all the songs that we play and everything. I actually brought in a couple of milk crates, like old school, you know, like with the vinyl and whatnot. And they made me get actual, state-of-the-art aluminum. State-of-the-art aluminum with state-of-the-art vinyl, but I actually did show up with the two blue milk crates, like I always saw, right? And you always got to have the headsets, right? So when somebody says, hey, you take your head away and you pick off one earpiece and you go,
Hold on, I got to change the record.
You catch like that. But everything in the background that we have here is actually my music. They gave me carte blanche, danger-loving visionaries that the Hollander brothers are, and you know that they are. Is it Infinity or is it CBS now? What is it, Hutch?
We are now CBS Radio, Dave.
Okay, we're official CBS Radio, as you can hear, even in the United Kingdom, all the way there. You just heard it first there.
CBS Radio.
Let's see if CBS Radio reaches all the way down to Montgomery, Alabama. Come in, Montgomery. Are you there?
This is Montgomery, Alabama. How you doing over there, D-Row? Everything is lovely down here in Alabama.
Okay, I want you to do the intro for the show, Animal. Hold on one second, but you were doing an intro like yesterday. You remember?
Yeah.
Okay, now watch out for the volume, because homeboy is big here. Watch out for the volume. Put the track up a little bit there, Hutch. And you guys, a little louder, little more. Just right. How's that feel, Animal?
That feels great.
Get ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready to get ready?
I'm ready to get ready.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Bang on it, baby.
Good morning out there, world. This is Big Animal from Alabama. Yo. Coming at you here. Might sound crazy, but I ain't. That's Be Young playing in the background. Give me a little of it, Be Young.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to let Mr. Roth take over right now because, you know, I can't drive this big ship, man. It's a little too big for me, but I'm trying, everybody. Here we go, here we go. D-Roe, take over for me, baby.
Bopping and bopping and popping with the best bet for the boss. Beat at the top of the pop smash. Gold with the timely tunes for those with the textured taste in an award-winning Grammy year. That's right. Roth Radio. I'm David Lee Roth. We're going to be weighing in on everything that is Grammy-wise happening here. But first, I want to explain what's going on with the guitar. I said, bringing the whole band is something that you want to do once we get our legs. It's like when you put out to sea, you want to get your sea legs, right? And seeing as how I've never actually done radio for longer than, what do you figure, 3 hours at a hit?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, my career is actually 1 month old now. How are we doing?
Oh, I think we're doing great, Dave. We hadn't got fired yet, so we're doing pretty good, man.
No news is good news,
there
huh?
There you go.
I don't know. Sometimes it's like in one of those cowboy in movies when I go, I don't know, it's too quiet out there.
Oh, no.
Well, it certainly hasn't been quiet for the last month here. Anyway, my music career is alive and as well as popular. We said, let's do something incredibly postmodern. We took a vote. Nobody actually knew what that meant. But we all agreed that it would be a good thing to be. And it would certainly look right on the resume. So what I said is, let's call it track blasting. Call it track blasting, okay? And we'll take these tracks, and you hear that we took out all the guitar, I took out all the vocals, etc., so that, you know, you can call as we interact with each other over the telephones, or as I interact with the folks here in the studio, you always got a little bit of a groove, because you can't actually hear it over the microphone, but I have a surgically implanted disco beat. Oh, yeah, 128 or better, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
That's without the Red Bull.
Okay.
That's bull free.
That's
bull.
That's bull free?
That's
bull. Oh, man, let me see some here.
That's bull free.
All right, let me get a little bull free going here.
Oh, yeah, that's bull free. At any rate, I said, you know, this is for the groove as we talk and so forth, especially, you know, when we're taking calls from far away, people are on their cell phones. Half the calls that we get are on the cell phones now. Everybody's gone mobile. So, you know, these kinds of shows are even cooler because, you know, it's expanded well beyond Ma Kettle's just, you know, ironing board, you know, at the trailer park, which is one of my favorite calls. Don't get me wrong, Barge. But we've kind of expanded it. And I said, you know what? If we bring in B. Young, who's got an entire arsenal of guitar gear, everything from the ukulele to the Stratoblaster, can you actually set that to stun? And when you hear the guitar, anytime you hear lead guitar like that in the background or whatever, that's B. Young live in the studio, and we play a game with him. We don't ever play the track for him until the last minute, and then he has to kind of figure. It's like stump the band, but it's a one-man band. Go ahead, turn up the track and jam, B. Young. Have fun, baby. Have fun, babe. Go ahead, man. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
He just gave me chill bumps, Dave.
That sounds cinematic. That's the real stuff. That sounds like we're getting ready for a sports show or something.
It's
like, don't go away. Well, we're back or whatever.
I promise you, B. Young, you'll be playing at the Super Bowl next year, buddy, with that stuff going on, okay?
Well, he's
going
to be playing somewhere. You know what? We've got the guys crawling around in the background there. Go ahead. Make as much noise as you need to, fellas. What we're doing is we're one of the jobs that's so very popular in a submarine, we're plugging up all the holes in the ceiling. Now, on behalf of what was Infinity, but now is CBS, so probably the people who provided us with the holes in the ceiling have been fired or have embezzled and run off to Rio de Janeiro. But we're broadcasting on the internet as far down as Rio de Janeiro. Fala os oficiantes em português, fala com vocês, somente do língua. Pam bang, 866-313-3733. If you've got a hole that you would like us to plug, I guess that's apropos for the next segment. I don't know how long the segment is. Plug it up, baby. Plug it up. Plug it up. Plug it up. No, they're actually doing the welfare gig. We've got the giant Glad baggies with the duct tape, you know.
Dave, we actually, me and Animal saw a guy wearing that the other day, a plastic bag guy.
Yeah. That was our agent, and I really wouldn't bring that up on the air, okay? I really wouldn't. But you have, and so I want to explore that.
It looked like that.
No, that is casual wear for a lot, for certain neighborhoods, anything. You get these giant plastic baggies, right? You set it up with the duct tape, and that's welfare crackhead front window, do not disturb at pain of most grievous torture, parts one through screw you, right?
Yeah, you know. We was going to take a picture of him, but we thought he might have took it the wrong way, so we didn't take no picture.
Of the agent?
Yeah, the agent, because it was like, we heard about it, but I ain't never seen nobody wear a bag. They don't even do that in L.A. and stuff, but...
Have you ever actually seen anybody wear a barrel? Have you seen a cartoon of that? Like, Vegas, like you go to Las Vegas and you come home wearing a barrel with two suspenders. Did anybody actually ever do that?
That's a good skit for your movie, Dave. I better patent that for somebody to bite it. That's good, man. I hadn't seen that yet.
My life is a movie. Why stop now, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You know what happened to me last time I went to Vegas, and I don't know if I actually won or not. Let me do the math with you here. I drove there in an $80,000 Mercedes-Benz. I lost everything and was sent home in a $320,000 public bus. So did I make... Am I ahead? Or I don't know.
Did they let you keep the bus?
Hey, look, I'm not Catholic, but, you know, I'll resort to anything. You know, Sencio from Boston says maybe you should, like, go to confession.
Uh-oh.
He says, yeah, say three Hail Marys and never, ever hit on 17, man. We're broadcasting to Vegas, too. DavidLeeRoth.com, worldwide. I've got a list already. Chicago, Liverpool, UK, Brooklyn, Brazil, Hollywood, California, Raleigh, North Carolina. Everywhere, actually, from South Korea to Roanoke. From Broadway to Cheyenne. He's as wild. Yes, we am. Play a little more of that music, Max. Wait. I'm going to drink some Red Bull. All right. Here's the news of the day. The Paris wannabes have squared off. I told you, I sat next to what I thought was the official fake Paris Hilton, but now I understand there's a fake Paris Hilton.
Wow.
And I don't know where I stand. It's kind of like that. I gave up an $80,000 car and wound up in a $300,000 bus. I don't know if I'm ahead. Which one would you rather know? The fake Paris Hilton or the fake one?
The fake one.
See? Even better than the real thing. Yeah. You don't need Bono to save the world to tell you that.
And you can go to TJ and find her, man. Just got to know where to look.
You can go to where?
TJ.
Tijuana.
Yeah.
Mexico.
They got a whole lot of star perpetrators down there, man.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. You're expanding the program already, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Paris Hilton, though, is she's got like several... Paris Hilton imitators, and evidently they've been fighting. Paris is a common name amongst dancers, and evidently one of them was a girl who worked on the West Side and decided one is being accused of being an escort for the Emperor's Club or something where prices start at $800 an hour. Okay. Well, wait a minute. If you really, you know, if you have something to drink, if they say in state court, if there's alcohol involved, then maybe there could be like a fantasy thing, no?
Yeah,
I mean, you know, party. People have girls dress up like whatever, the schoolgirl, or, you know, you can have her dress up in the bondage thing. What's the difference between that and having a Paris Hilton lookalike? What would you say? What would you say to a Paris Hilton lookalike that would be different than what you might say to a girl that you were sleeping with otherwise?
Well, you probably could, like, get real dirty with her, say the stuff that you would like to say to Paris Hilton. You could say it to her double.
But would you be would you be her sweetheart, or would you victimize her?
Victimize her, man.
Don't you love the smile that's on his face right now? Look at that.
Hey, man, I hope my wife not listening to this. You're putting me on the spot here, brother.
You would slap that skinny white little hiney like it owed you money, huh?
But I'd be looking for the bigger model.
You're looking for the after Paris. This is the before picture.
Okay.
And you're talking about the after picture, about 700 Heinekens from now?
No, I drink Old Duels. I have to drink
three. Not you.
Oh, her. Babe, I can drink three Old Duels and tear a club up, brother. You didn't know that?
I know that, but I'm talking about Paris Hilton is young and skinny and everything like the way I like now, but you want some junk in the trunk.
Yeah, I need some meat on
the
bone.
I'm saying,
man,
you're going to have to wait about 700 Heinekens and a few dozen dinners.
Did you notice I carry barbecue sauce in my pocket? You didn't notice that, did you?
To go with the condom, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to work her like some ribs, baby.
Barbecue's not just for breakfast. You're listening to David Lee Roth, and I'm not just for breakfast either. We're on all afternoon, all into the evening. Happy hour. Boy, who structured this schedule, huh? DavidLeeRoth.com, worldwide. You can email us. Those of us who can read, we'll read it to the others. Or we'll use it for something. Well, I'm not going to make that joke. Anyways, I sat next to the official fake Paris Hilton at the Nicole Miller fashion show. I did not know that that was the fake Paris Hilton. I really thought it was her. Oh, I really did. And so did a lot of other people. You know, I had society moms walking up to her with their little kids, you know, their little 10-year-old daughters, and everybody's wearing $1,500 of something Italian, and that's just the perfume. And they walk up and go, Paris, I know your mom. You won't remember me. I met you when you were 14. Can you sign these things for my daughter and everything? Evidently, you know, Paris didn't say, she didn't say anything. She didn't have a lot to say. The only conversation that I actually had with her was very, very reminiscent of my previous relationships that I've had, you know, particularly here in New York. I say things to her like, honey, I can't read my cell phone number here. Can you tell me what that says? I didn't have my glasses. And she said, 5:30.
Oh, 5:30.
Oh, yeah. Knock it off, Hutch. I hate
it. Really,
not gonna, no,
it
no.
Really look like it.
It sounds even more sinister when you laugh with a British accent. No, go ahead. Laugh near the microphone. Go ahead. See? You feel
that's
like.
That's so fake, Hutch. Come on, you can do better than that.
Next who's coming through time. The door next?
Nah, that's better.
Here comes Johnny Depp in a Keith Richard outfit. Come on, it's gonna...
Yes.
I've had a couple of David Lee Roth imitators. One of the very best sings in,
Atomic
Punks, and we call him David Lee Ralph. Ralph is his real name, and he's a great singer, and he makes a great living doing that show. He probably does it better than the actual Van Halen band could possibly do it at this point in time, which isn't saying much for them, but saying a lot for the band. Anytime I want to remember what were the cue points, what are the basics, like this, I go watch one of the old videos of David Lee Ralph, and he's got all the moves. You know, me, I suffer from the same curse Miles Davis has. I gotta change. Now I gotta change again. Now I gotta change what I just changed. Now everybody's gonna change with me. Okay, well, sometimes you get it right. Usually not. So, but it's the original ideas. You know, okay, first base, second base, shortstop, third. Well, sometimes you forget shortstop. So you're going to watch back the old video of David Lee Ralph, who has really focused it to the greatest hits of Dave. Whatever. I've become my own genre, and you know, and I'll forget shortstop, and he does the backman. I go, oh right, the limbo move. I'm gonna do it now. Oh, stop me, baby, before I kill again. Okay, hear that? That's my lower back going. That's no, my lower back is in fine shape. That's my medical bills skyrocketing. One more time.
Here we go.
Oh, anyways. David Lee Ralph is extraordinary, and I highly recommend going to see the Atomic Punks anytime they play. And they play from sea to shining sea. In fact, producers in the back, guys, find out when the Atomic Punks schedule is, and we'll put it up on the website or whatever. Because you know, that's they're playing the company songs.
Yeah, and Brian Young used to play with the Atomic Punks.
So, I also had another. David Lee Roth imitator. This was a guy who was bouncing around in
Vancouver.
Was it Vancouver?
That's where I keep hearing him getting spotted.
Yeah, there was one who would, I was thinking of another, but that one was working. Detroit, Buffalo,
Minneapolis.
Yeah, somewhere up in that area, and he was running up drink bills, and he was sleeping with chicks, and then stealing stuff from them. And the police, you know, showed up knocking at the door as usual, wanting to know what was going on. I had another that was in the Phoenix, Scottsdale, L.A. area, who was taking money from young musicians, promising them that they were going to do demo tapes and he was going to do a production deal or whatnot like that. And then the best was about 4 years ago here in New York City. And I walked into a bar somewhere down around, I don't know, 23rd and over on the, I think, west side, something like this. And the guy had been there a week before me, had run up a $600 bill.
Whoa.
And when I walked into the club, sat down, ordered up a drink, the manager came up with two guys like you, Animal, walked up to me and said, you owe us $600. You're not going anywhere without it. I didn't have a cell phone with me. I was by myself. And the waitress who supposedly sold him all the drinks was not on shift that night. Man. I ended up having to pay the bill. I did.
Sound like a chess game, man.
So anyway, the real David Roth is on vacation in Tahiti right now.
That's what I heard, yeah.
With the real Paris Hilton. I am a hologram, but I feel that this will be adequate for popular radio.
Is
at least
the real animal down there with you, too?
From where I'm standing, he's having a great time.
Oh,
and,
man.
Yes, he's in the water. He's snorkeling now. Somewhere he learned to swim. That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Perhaps we'll explore that later. Okay, we're doing swimmingly. I'm David Lee Roth. And they're telling me that commercials are a very important part of the process. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to print a disclaimer. The real David Lee Roth is with the real Paris Hilton. I'm a lot like Lassie. There's three of me, and one of them is a girl. And one of Dave's down in Clearwater, Florida, at the boat show. The other, you know where I'm going with this. Yeah. At least somebody knows where we're going.
Yeah.
David Lee Roth in the mornings.
Album of the year. Vocal performance of the year for the Grammys. Best rock performance. Best rock album. Everybody say today. Okay, we're woken up. Like a Shrike missile in the Cheerios, huh? Like a joint-directed attack munition right in your Wheaties. That's what it's like, huh? Isn't that what it feels like?
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Subtle, like a Junior Miss flamethrower. Animal, go ahead and do the intro. Go ahead, man. Swing it, baby.
Yo, yo, this is Big Animal down in Montgomery, Alabama, with D. Young on the guitar. Everybody, check him out. Hit me a little something there, B. Young.
Go!
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, get funky with it, man.
Just a little taste of rural for American countryside. We're broadcasting to a lot of countryside here. I'm David Lee Roth, and we're getting off from New York, but we're talking about Philadelphia to Dallas. It's all about Boston. Hello, Cleveland. I always wanted to say that. Hello, Cleveland. Pittsburgh, congratulations, West Palm Beach, and worldwide, DavidLeeRoth.com. So I'm in a quandary. I sat next to the fake Paris Hilton. Now I find that there's a fake Paris Hilton. I take the most pride, for example, in the wristwatch that I'm currently wearing. Go ahead, Brian.
Isn't the fake Paris the real one?
There is a real Paris Hilton who is a celebutard. Like much like myself, and I would appreciate it if you don't smile when I say that word. Don't smile, or excuse
can't
me.
Help
no,
it,
no, it goes like cowboy. Smile when you say that, son. I myself am a card carrying black belt sixth degree celebutard, so I can see from far away. It's like a Korean. If you say to a Korean, "Is that a Korean?" they go yes or no. They know right away. And if you say to me, "Is that a is that a celeb or a retard?" you know, just, yeah, I can tell. This is what got me out of jury duty the last three times. Oh, sure, I can tell. Let's see. Roll up your sleeves. You got to. Oh, yeah, he's guilty. Parole violator, right? How'd I guess? Okay. Parole violator here. How'd you guess? Roth Radio. But anyway, I have a certain reference, excuse me, a certain reverence for that which is not exactly real. You know, I talk about the wristwatch that I have. In fact, it just stopped, and I don't know what that means. That's almost biblical. I mentioned Paris Hilton, and my wristwatch stopped, and my heart rate picked up. This is amazing. But I have a wristwatch here that on the top, it says, and many people have commented on this, it says Seiko, the great venerable Japanese watchworks on the top, Seiko. And on the back, this is a hybrid, very difficult to find. On the back, it's Bulgari, you know, the famous jeweler that's over on Fifth Avenue, which is a European concern. As you can see, you know, you very rarely find a Japanese hybrid mixed with a European gentrified watchworks, particularly in this day and age of, you know, know, specific trademark, so forth. And I bought the whole thing for $14 in Chinatown. What do you think?
Wow, man, that was a good deal, man. You should have bought a pack of them, man.
Well, you know? I'm not saying I didn't, but this one just, this one just funked up here, and it came to a dead stop when I said Paris Hilton. I'm wondering if the gods are in front of me on here.
I believe so. That was Zeus trying to channel you, man.
I don't know. I have a Christ-like humility. But I didn't know. Sorry, Brent.
I like that. Zeus channels you.
That's, which is the title of the rest of my career in radio. Anyway, maybe I should give away. Well, no, this is a fake watch. And I have a certain reverence for this, probably more so than if somebody had given me the real thing. Do you follow my reasoning on this? You know,
I
have a certain kind of a twisted sense of humor for this. I sat next to the fake Paris Hilton. And I must admit, I got a little upset when somebody actually told me not only was that a fake Paris Hilton, but somebody told me that was a guy.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's possible, man.
That is possible. Because there is evidently somebody out there named Perez Hilton. Some guy who's waltzing around there with a 21-inch belt line, you know, and wearing a dress and whatever. And that's what I thought I was sitting next to. So I copped an attitude. Mm-hmm. And I said, that's a little too fake. But if, in fact, there are now two fake Paris Hiltons out there, I'm wondering if this is okay. Because originally, everybody's going to go, that's just in fun. But I've had some fake David Lee Roths. And they've run some games on me out there. I even had a stalker. I better not say her name because I'm sure she's still stalking me. But I had a gal who called herself Yankee Rose, all right, who named herself after one of my songs and filed restraining orders on me, claiming that I had sold her into white slavery and that I had bartered her children to several large black men. And this is in the paper, the court paper. And then she claimed that we were getting married, sent marriage proposals to people all over the world. And I started getting cards and letters from places as far as Tokyo.
I got one of those.
Did you get one of those?
I got one of those, yeah.
I got three of them, man.
And it was in turn, you know, we were supposedly getting married in the football stadium down in Rio de Janeiro. Not a bad idea, but that was the wrong girl.
Right.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of explaining to do on that one. And what else did she do? Well, she went and she charged the wedding dress to me. No, this was in the late 80s when things were a little more relaxed, okay? We didn't have identity theft yet. We didn't have the internet really yet. We didn't have a lot of things yet. And she was working the Strip, Sunset Strip and Melrose Boulevard. A lot of you listening in on the stream on the website know exactly where I'm talking about. This is Hollywood where everybody goes shopping. You know, Fred Siegel's and all of these places where the Cam Diaz's and the Simpson sisters and everybody shops. And this chick, though she was homeless, the top half of her is what looked homeless. The bottom half of her looked like Paris Hilton.
Baby.
Yeah, show me, baby. Show me, baby. Show me.
And that's how she made her grade. She would walk in wearing these little short skirts and claim that she was my fiancé. And that she was going to buy things on spec. And I was always around town and everything. So they would, you know, add up the bills and then send somebody to bring the bill to the office because everybody knew where the Dave Roth office was. It was right up near the Rainbow Bar and Grill. Who's putting this schedule together? Me. Anyways, she charged a $5,000 wedding dress to me.
Wow.
And actually got the fittings and the whole routine. So there's, you know, that was not a David Lee Roth lookalike, but, you know, it's kind of, you know, par for the same course. What do you think? Is it okay for people to walk around pretending they're Paris Hilton if, in fact, people think that's really Paris? What do you think, Hutch?
Well, you know what? I saw the photograph of that girl, the lookalike. Was it Kate Reed or something, whatever her name was? Reed. She really, really did look like Paris.
Well, let's see, that's the issue.
It's scary.
If you kind of know, then that's one thing. Who was the comic who was pretending to be me? He was always on the Stern Show, and he had done a variety of other...
Billy West, is it?
Well, I heard the guy talk, but I never seen what he looked like.
What was the name of the fella, Dukes? Do you remember what the name of the guy was?
Billy Mira.
Okay.
Billy Mira.
Okay, well, what had happened with Billy Mira is that he was doing what I considered a funny take on Diamond Dave, but he was allowing a lot of other people to believe that was really me. and he was doing hilarious, racist, nonsensical, left-of-center put-ons and whatever. But people, including my own little doctor, Dr. Patel, would come to me and go, David, I heard you on the radio this morning, and I don't know why you would say something like that to a black person. I'm not kidding you. My own doctor, who's known me since bar mitzvah age, going, David, I did not know you felt this way about the African Americans. Well, I may or I may not, but I'd never say it on the radio. David, when he called you an enigma, I did not know that you had a terrible feeling for other enigmas. Seriously.
Oh, Dave, me and Brian was going over to Cencio's house one Friday afternoon.
And you thought it was me.
And we picked up, one of them picked us up. Man, this guy had the turban, the big beard, and everybody that came in front of him, he would flip him off, cuss him out, and guess what he was doing? He was bobbing to some gangster music in the back, rocking his head. I like, Brian, check him out, dog.
That was Dr. Patel.
Yeah, man.
Anyway. Well, that was interesting.
I know, man.
A little civics lesson there. Anyways, my point was that with Billy, DJs would wait until the very end of the routine and say, hey, you know, that wasn't so-and-so. But by then, most of the audience has already tuned out and left the routine behind. And I was the one who stood up in faces of, you know, all the agency guys and the production guys and everything. They wanted to sue him. That's the routine. That's what Gene Simmons does with tribute acts and folks, you know, are pretending to be Gene Simmons and everything. And I said, ah, let the kid ride. He's not going to, you know, he's not going to take it anywhere super specific. But those kinds of questions come out of this. And so I'm wondering what the real Paris Hilton is doing. Yeah, she's a celebutard. Yeah, but she's a trademark celebutard, much like myself. There's a lot of T-shirts to be sold here. Extra small for Animal, baby.
Yeah.
David Lee Roth, weekday mornings.
Talking about it.
Check it out, baby.
Cause life is slow when
life is slow, baby. Grammy time. It's time for the Grammys, baby. I'm gonna play a selection for you. The way in 866. That'll broadcast to the sticks. 313. That'll reach out and show distance from you to me. That is a little 3-7, baby. 4 tears to heaven. 3-3 for David Lee. 1 for Aldous Huxley. And that 866 to the 313-3733 David Lee. DavidLee.com. Nader Roth is the bomb. Yeah.
Oh.
All right, you know what? Let's play some of these songs that are going to be here for the record of the year coming up here. Mariah Carey. Yeah. Let's do some record reviews. This is Tuesday. It's the beginning of the weekend, right, Hutch?
I think we should vote for the Grammys. The public, us, the people that actually buy the records, we should do it. Us.
We the people, huh? You're not from here. You're from out of state.
I'm a citizen.
I can tell from.
I can vote now.
I can tell from the accent. You're from out of state, son. Okay. But Mariah Carey is a local girl, right? Does she qualify as a New Yorker? her sister, the hooker, does, which is probably more important. I want to get to know the fake Paris Hilton, and I want to go pick up Mariah Carey's hooker sister. And I want to smoke some crack with her. Well, not really. But I'd like to be able to say I did, which is probably more important. It's probably better for, you know, in terms of getting free drinks and, you know, bragging rights. It's a... Anyways, I hope her sister's doing okay, and I hope this song works out okay. Is Jermaine Dupri the little guy who is married to Janet Jackson? You know, the little kid? There's a little guy who's always got that getting over on it face. You know that face when somebody takes a picture and it's like a cat, a possum, digging into something that he shouldn't be digging into, and you catch that look on his face like the I'm getting over face.
Yeah.
Jermaine has that here, all 4'2" of him, okay? And I think, I don't know if he's actually the producer or if he's one of the songwriters or the singers or whatever. The track is from The Emancipation of Mimi. Is Mimi actually Mariah's slang name?
Yes.
Is she? Then call me Dealey. I think D-Row is a little, it's a little used up, and I want to keep up, so call me Dealey. Actually, call me Trippio. That's what I had Trippio at the Starbucks this morning. Oh. She said, would you like a Dopio? I guess call me Trippio, baby. Yeah. Three for me. Go ahead and play the Mariah Carey tune. Go ahead, Hutch. Hit it on there. Swing. Ooh. 12 years old forever. Mariah Carey, We Belong Together. This is up for Record of the Year. Here we go. Taking a lesson.
I didn't mean it when I said I didn't love you so. I should have held on tight. I never should have let you go. I didn't know nothing. I was stupid. I was foolish. I was lying to myself.
All right, put it on hold there. Can you put it on? Can you put it on freeze there, Hutch, for 1 second here? These are lyrical misdemeanors. You could go to poetry prison for a very long time for this kind of material here, really, sweetie. No, you put the loop back on, Hutch. You remember the routine. Put the loop back on there. Go ahead. Are you up for anything? No, I think what she's doing there is lyrical misdemeanors. That's all moon in June, rhymes with spoon, none too soon. Seriously, you could go to poetry prison for a long time there. And I'm going to question also the general vibe there, all right? I don't hear anything brand new. Take it again from the top there. Go ahead. Hit it up, Hutch.
From the top. Hold on 1 second.
Okay, Mariah Carey going from The Emancipation of Mimi one more time. Hit it.
But I like the bass line.
Every song, every other song that she does starts off like this. And this is little girl, teddy bear on the, well, not teddy bear, but stuffed animal.
Stuffed animal?
Yeah.
Are you getting stuffed?
Yeah, I'm stuffed, man.
Are you getting puffy?
Yeah, check my chest out as it grows and grows.
When I said I didn't love you so, I should have held on tight. I never should have let you go. I didn't know nothing. I was stupid. I was foolish. I was lying to myself.
Okay, now you turn this down a little bit here, Hutch. This is what I call chili dog lyrics. And I'll play it again from the top, and I'll do my version of chili dog lyrics. It's when you suffer from the fool's disease of thinking too much and then doing something about it. Okay, you got to learn to cut and edit as you go. From the top, hit it up there, baby. I had a chili dog with onions and some mustard. It was wrapped up in a paper and I couldn't see through it. It was wax paper and it dripped a little on my shoe, but just my right shoe, not my left one. And then my left one rubbed up against the right one and it got some mustard on it too. I got a pair and it makes me think of you, but you,
the mustard.
Come and get my hot dog.
Get the mustard.
Take the whole hot dog.
Get the mustard.
Swallow it.
Down.
All right, knock it off, you white mofo. I'm glad Animal was here because we could all be arrested. This is Black History Week.
Hey, Dave, you know, I was on that video set of that video last summer by accident, man.
Well, how by accident? What do you mean? Were you like the fake Animal?
No.
Did you make your way in claiming that you were Animal, but you really weren't? This is great.
Well, you see, I got some friends in LA. They make those 18-wheelers with the mobile homes behind them.
Sure.
And she had rented two of them from my friend, so I went out there with him to fix the generator on one of them.
So what did you see?
So we start walking around. It was like they was doing the rich part scene up in the hills there. They had rented some big fancy house up there and stuff. So we walked out to check it out, and I stopped the whole video. They wanted to know who I was and stuff, man.
Because she was interested in you?
I don't know, but it was pretty great, man. They opened up the red carpet out there for
me. Play her song one more time from the top. I want to hear part of this story to that intro. Go ahead, man.
Oh, yeah. And so, you know, it was great, man. They like want.
And she said, "Are you animal? How big are you? I could fit three of me into you." Hold on, animal. Hold on. Here comes the best part. And then she reached across for the minimum box. Yeah, yeah. You see how easy it is to do this stuff? I'm going to give it a D minus. Stop. Stop. Animal, you're becoming. Stop him before he kills again. All right. Tell you what. Give me Rachel up here on the phone calls one time, Hutch. Take your hand off the wheel. I'm giving you, like Brittany, take your hands off the wheel. Let the child drive.
Okay.
Give me Rachel right here and get ready to play the next tune on the list there. Rachel, you're on. David Lee Roth. Go ahead, babe.
You were complaining about all of the Parises, and with the Grammys coming up, I want to know, who do you think is the talent like that we should all be thinking about? And I want to know from everyone.
I don't know if there's a specific female talent are you talking about?
Just in general, like, who's kind of rocking your boat, and who's on the zeitgeist, and what does Animal think? He's so cute. I really like him. I like you, and I like your whole team, and I like the music. I like the disco.
We play everything in the background here because we represent, and now you're asking me which one out of all the representations stick out the most. You know who's probably got the best female voice right now is Pink. Undoubtedly.
Oh, yeah, like her. She's good.
Undoubtedly. She's got the most present kind of a forward kind of a thing. I think if Joss Stone actually put some rehearsal time in, then she could sharpen up that knife a little bit, you know, and make some kind of impressions there.
Yeah.
I think in terms of rock, ooh, there's an interesting question. I'm going to have you're putting me on the spot here, and there's a whole lot of folks.
What does Animal think? What does he think?
What do you think, Animal? Who's going to win Album of the Year, man?
Well, you know, Mariah, she's probably going to win, man. You know, because, you know, she did about, what, 3 million or something like that in a couple of months.
But
then,
wait,
you know?
But are they electing her because of her endurance and she's managed to last this long? Mm-hmm. It's the same reason we used to applaud at the end of a Led Zeppelin song. We were all glad that we made it through.
Do you know who's good as, Susan Tedeschi? Do you know who she is?
Say again?
Susan Tedeschi. She's like a blues kind of Bonnie Raitt type person.
Yeah, exactly. And therein is your problem. She's like a blues kind of person,
and she's
like Bonnie Franklin or whatever, or Bonnie Raitt, okay? If she was utterly unique, you wouldn't say something like that. And if you say instead of the, like, I'm David Lee Roth, the singer. Not David Lee Roth, a singer. You see the difference? And if you said, hey, that's Tedeschi, the singer. She's da-da-da, and you gave me a description instead of another person's name, then a lot more people might have an awareness. Although everybody starts off kind of imitating a little bit. I'm going to wait. The jury is still out on her. Thanks for calling, Rachel. Give us the next tune here, Hutch. It's Feel Good Incorporated, and this is from Gorillaz. Ooh, De La Soul. I remember their first record here. This is Gorillaz featuring De La Soul, Feel Good Incorporated. This is up for Record of the Year. Go ahead. Turn it up, man. That's Ozzy Osbourne. Okay, here we go. We'll do our own version of this. Ready? This is. Remember when Bobby McFerrin did "Don't Worry, Be Happy," and he did a really good version of doing all the instruments in the band.
That was great.
Or whatever, and with that's how you get the bass right here. But first, give me the groove on that last one. Give me. This is Gorillaz up for Record of the Year. Okay, pick up the groove. Go ahead, Amp. Boom, 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 boom This is the side shaved with rise. And if you use a Durex condom, here's how it sounds. Oh, yeah. That's my favorite song so far. Don't go away. We're going to review all the rest. Boulevard of Broken Dreams right after the commercial break.